This summer's record-breaking temperatures in Europe had thousands of people taking off their clothes. Nude or partially nude sunbathing is a tradition on the continent. In Germany, nudist clubs have been around for a century. But organized nudity is losing members to the public beaches, city parks, and just about anywhere where with enough room to strip down and stretch out. From Berlin, NPR's Emily Harris has the story.
Pork and chicken cuts sizzle on the grill at Zonland Bayreuth, a private nudist club in southern Germany. The chef is wearing only one gold earring and several small pink scars where hot grease has landed on his big tan belly. He shrugs the marks off as standard among people who grill naked. Over at the ping pong table, 76-year-old Elfriede Kaiser and her 78-year-old husband Wolfgang are in the middle of a fast-paced game. He wears only sandals and eyeglasses. She, sandals and a smile. Kaiser loves spending time naked.
To be free, it is a wonderful feeling. A wonderful feeling. In former time, when in my parents' house, it was impossible in the country. We never saw our parents without clothes.
She finds that strange, and being naked, normal. In Germany, nudism is known as FKK, the German initials for free body culture. Clubs started in the early 19th century, then closed down under Hitler. But clubs were revived in West Germany after World War II. Walter Nussbaumer, head of Bavarian FKK clubs, says camaraderie is the main attraction.
The club life in itself, the friendships within the club, are great reasons to join. To have some wild swim in a lake, or to put it crassly, to stretch out on your backside in the sun, that's not it. That's not so much fun in the end. We want more. We want the friendship, the sitting around together comfortably. That's what club life is about.
They do a lot of sitting around here, eating, chatting, having a beer. There's a volleyball court and a swimming hole. People stay overnight in trailers. In the winter, they wear clothes and organize things like Harry Potter parties for the kids. Members range in age from 6 months to 86 years old. This club is proud it just signed up 3 new families, but that's not stopping the drop in nudist club memberships in Germany from 80 to 50,000 over the past 10 years. Walter Nussbaumer.
Das Problem liegt aber nicht an den Vereinen.
The problem is not with the clubs. They still offer everything, such as saunas, clean bathrooms, all the things you can't get if you just go naked anywhere. But of course, clubs want dues and often require members to work a few hours. And younger people apparently don't want to contribute to clubs. They don't want to be attached to any sort of organization, with the exception of soccer clubs.
Interest in soccer clubs is very high, but surveys show no drop in other social clubs. Germans, young and old, perhaps just don't need nudist clubs. Office workers peel off clothes in city parks at lunchtime. In Berlin's Grunewald, or Green Forest, kids and adults splash in a cool lake. Some people naked, others not. 2 middle-aged secretaries say this is simply less hassle than trekking to a club. Government worker Reinhard Stella comes here every hot day after work, but he's too busy to join a nudist club.
I am playing table tennis in a club. That's enough. Enough clubbing.
Organized nudist Nussbaumer despairs all this public nudity, calling it provocative and exhibitionist. But the declining interest in clubs could threaten what he finds so important, going nude in the privacy of a well-organized retreat. In a bid to attract new members, one nudist club in Berlin now allows people to wear clothes while they're playing tennis or eating dinner. Only swimming naked is still required. Emily Harris, NPR News, Berlin.